Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since we've talked.
It has.
Yeah. Well, summertime is here, and we've got some summertime things to talk about. But first of all, the news came out about the new theme for Bras for the Cause in the past few days.
Yes, it did, and we are going Texas. And B4TC, y'all, is what it is. B4TC is our hashtag that we use, Bras for the Cause. And so that's our website.
Bras for the Cause, B4TC. Got y'all. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So the idea being we wanted something that we could do almost as a brand when we decided to go with a Texas theme. And so when we did that, we realized that that could make a fun brand, the B4TC. That would be almost in that feel. And so that's what we did. And then we were then dropping the y'all on the end, made it real clear it was Texas.
Anything different this year that you haven't done before?
Or? Well, the reason we chose to do this is one of the things we've realized over time is that part of the participation that people love about Bras for the Cause is getting dressed up. It's more than just wearing the T-shirts that we've had. They want, you know, we have people that almost come in costume now.
Yeah.
And so we decided that if that's going to happen, then let's go ahead and help it out. And we thought that Texas would be an easy, fun thing to do because everybody's got a hat or some kind of blue jeans or boots or something that they can wear, men and women, and that everybody can kind of get involved in it.
So it becomes almost a costume event.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
Well, and in a fun way, you know, without actually expecting people, you know, or, you know, insisting people don't go buy things or whatever. Right. But we've decided that, you know, looking going forward, you know, we're going to try to choose themes that allow people to get into the theme and celebrate. And we figured this was a good way to do it.
And, of course, the date for this is Thursday, October 13th. And you might explain how the money from Bras for the Cause is used.
Every penny stays in Hunt County. And so it goes for cancer patient support. And I say that it started as breast cancer, no doubt. And Janice's Closet, which is something that Bras for the Cause founded, is still the key centerpiece of what we do. But we've realized that in Hunt County, there are many other types of cancer. And our wonderful cancer center services everyone. And the needs are greater than just breast cancer. We've certainly done the mobile mammography unit, but this last year we purchased the UV sterilization units, which we like to call the robotic germ zappers, that service anybody. And we've done a lot of very small things that, you know, that when the cancer center needs something, they frequently will come to us and say, can you help us with this? So whatever we can find that their needs are, it services all the patients now. The largest instance of cancer in Hunt County is actually lung cancer. And so we have now added over our logo the motto that says, someone you know has cancer. Because we realize that that's a very true statement. And so we're out to serve it, to serve everyone.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And Pud's involved in all kinds of things in,
in
Greenville,
true.
as you well know. Well, some events coming up. The Greenville Bottle Rocket Bash is Friday, July 1st. This is the 4th of July, or the Independence Day, anyway, observance in Greenville.
Correct. It's going to be on Friday night with the fireworks and everything that they've done every year. They're doing it at the sports park, and they're doing it. And I think that makes a lot of sense to go ahead and do it on Friday, because if you do it on Monday, which is the actual 4th, then everybody has to return to work the next day, and so that makes it a little bit harder. Now, the morning traditional 4th of July activities, the Park Street Parade, the Fun Run, and all of the, I think it's the Firecracker 5K, all of those things will take place on July 4th. And that includes also the celebration at Kavanaugh Church. All of that is still going to be on July 4th in the morning. But the actual late night event of the fireworks, they're moving to Friday night, which makes a lot of sense.
And then Meet Me in St. Louis, the Greenville Family Theater, that presentation starting also July 1st, I believe.
Yes, it's going to be on Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd. And then this year they're adding additional performances the next weekend. For those of us who have family or whatever on July 4th and can't make it, and I'm so delighted because I've I'm really looking forward to seeing this play. It's all done by these unbelievably talented kids. They have a live orchestra. They have been rehearsing for months, and I got to hear a preview of it the other day, and it is absolutely going to be delightful.
And these are local kids.
Local kids.
And so that's the weekend of July 1st and then the weekend of July 8th.
Correct.
Also, good. Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Quinn Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.